Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says all immigration agents in Minnesota will soon start wearing body cameras. President Donald Trump told reporters he supports Noem's move.
They generally tend to be good for law enforcement because people can't lie about what's happening. So it's generally speaking, I think 80% good for law enforcement.
Governor Tim Walz said on social media about federal agent body cams, quote, "This should have been the case long before they killed two Americans." Noem hopes to expand body cams nationwide when Congress provides additional funding. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office is demanding federal records as part of its investigation into the January 7th killing of Renee Good by federal agents. The office submitted two TUI letters, which are official requests for federal evidence seeking info from the U.S. Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. The federal agencies have a February 17th deadline. The race for the Democratic U.S. Senate nomination is expected to be one of the most competitive in Minnesota. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Scheer says Congresswoman Angie Craig and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan are both popular.
The real question for Craig is, does she have enough support to block Flanagan's endorsement? Because she will probably be the first choice of the most committed Democrat. We do know that Craig has raised a lot more money than Flanagan if she goes to the primary. And
the Republican candidates for U.S. Senate include David Hahn, Michelle Tafoya, Royce White, Adam Schwarzy, Tom Weiler, and Mark York. The state's precinct caucuses are happening tonight. And authorities in Sherburne County are seeking more information about the man accused of abducting a 7-year-old girl in Zimmerman. 28-year-old Joseph Bragg is charged with kidnapping and sexual assault. The farm crisis in Minnesota includes lower prices and a higher number of bankruptcies. Governor Walz included an additional $50 million in his infrastructure plan for the Rural Finance Authority. Republican Senator Tori Westrum of Alexandria would like that money guaranteed in its own bill.
I would like to see that early in session and a standalone bill, because that RFA is money that helps the private banks lend to beginning farmers and to farmers in financial distress.
Westrum says his other priorities for the legislative session include lifting the tax farmers pay for buffer strips, which they can't use for crops and livestock. The legislative session begins 2 weeks from today. And the Minnesota Wild topped the Montreal Canadiens 4-3 in overtime last night in St. Paul. Kirill Kaprizov's second goal of the night was the game winner in OT. Philip Gustafson made 17 saves for the win. This is MNN.